This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You need a mask on your face? Oh, then we've got the place for you, KISW.com. Two cool new rock designs for you. Get the skull KISW face mask or the new camo KISW face mask. Each one of these masks, good for your face and also good for the Washington State Nurses Association, as a portion of each mask sold helps them get education, resources. Oh, yeah, nurses all across the state. This is a good thing. So get a mask for your face. Help nurses all over our state. It's a good thing. Buy a mask today at KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B. Migs. And it's time to pump it up from under.
Steve's got to get himself at least a little more pumped up than he was earlier today.
Yeah, I got spanked.
You absolutely did.
It was the coaching.
Yeah. I really feel it was the coaching.
It was my offensive line.
Yeah, that was the problem.
It was very offensive. And one of the guys I typically throw the question to had a temper tantrum on the sidelines.
Yeah.
It was just, I couldn't get my head out of that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a new game.
New game.
That's right.
New contestant. We
Same
got
coaching staff.
We got Ben in Shoreline. Ben, are you there?
New game, old opponent.
Yeah.
Oh, is this my arch rival,
this
Ben?
This is your nemesis, Ben.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ben, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Bring it.
How many different car models were there in the first Hot Wheels release in 1968?
4.
No.
3.
No.
2.
No. Grits are typically made from what grain?
Corn?
Yes. What year did the Drew Barrymore show debut?
God, a terrible show. 2018?
No.
2019?
No.
2020?
Yes. What two snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes. What animal has the largest ears?
Elephant.
Yes. What planet in our solar system has the most gravity?
That'd be Uranus, Rev.
No.
Oh.
Mercury.
No.
Pluto.
No. Oh. An octopus can fit through any hole larger than its what?
Beak.
Yes. Singer Mary J. Blige played an assassin named Cha-Cha in what 2017 Netflix show?
Pass.
Which scientist wrote the book A Brief History of Time?
Carl Sagan.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, correct.
Man, this could be a beating.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if Steve plays to his opponent.
What's the record right now, by the way, Ben? Do you know?
It's 0-0 in 2021.
Look at that.
For a nemesis, Ben really doesn't pay attention. So
the most important match is the most recent one. That's all. That's what I have to say about that.
There you go. Yeah. Starting 2021, 0-0.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Okay, oh, do enough. We know what the season finish line?
No,
we don't.
No, he has no idea.
And I don't
keep
track. Yeah, I won some, you won some, we tied some.
That's all that matters. We trash talk on the text line. That's pretty much all it is.
But he's got. I got to think though. We have other nemesis, the nemesi that you have that do better bookkeeping than Ben. I think Ben might not be the best one.
But he's the most vocal, and that really is all that matters.
No, that's a good point. Most trash talking.
Yes,
Steve, are you ready?
Yes. How many different car models were there in the first Hot Wheels release in 1968?
3.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. Grits are typically made from what grain?
Potato.
No.
Corn.
Yes. What year did the Drew Barrymore show debut?
It was, last year, 2020.
Yes.
That's it.
What two snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes. Which animal has the largest ears?
Elephant?
Yes. What planet in our solar system has the most gravity?
I'm going to go with Uranus, Rev.
No.
That's it. Jupiter?
Yes.
Good job.
An octopus can fit through any hole larger than its what?
Head?
No.
Tentacles?
No.
Body?
No. Singer Mary J. Blige played an assassin named Cha-Cha in what 2017 Netflix show?
Umbrella Academy.
Yes. Which scientist wrote the book A Brief History of Time?
Stephen Hawking?
Yes. The cured pork meat mortadella originated in what country?
Italy.
Yes. And Steve,
woo!
You win 8-5.
Yeah, that's a big win.
He's back. Yeah.
Big win. Big win.
Ben, I think you got to step it up,
brother.
Is this
Ben Roethlisberger, and am I the Cleveland Brown?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I want to challenge you to an all-wrestling edition of Beat Migs.
Why don't we do it?
I want to make it happen. I know it's a challenge. You'll probably beat me bad, but...
You never know. But why don't we do that WrestleMania week?
Okay.
Maybe like the Friday before WrestleMania in April.
In April. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the first weekend of April.
Yeah, I can study.
Yes.
Ooh, that'll be good.
Because that's like the Super Bowl of wrestling. So why don't we cap off the week with that?
And I never do wrestling questions because Steve's just going to crush. So this will be interesting to see.
Yeah. Maybe I can hang.
And we'll see if anybody remembers this.
None of us will.
Yeah. I wrote it down on a paper that I usually throw away at the end of the month.
You're going to recycle that paper.
Yeah,
I do.
That is in our preparation. And the separation is in the non-preparation.
For this game. I'm going to put it in my calendar right now.
Oh, look at you.
Right.
Wow. Using your technology for good.
All right.
An octopus can fit through any hole larger than its beak.
Octopus have beaks?
They do.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Yep, and actually, Ben got that one correct. You both missed how many different car models were there with the first Hot Wheels release in 1968. And unless you know, you're gonna know beyond that, you probably won't.
Yeah, so there's really no way to Ken Jennings this? You can't really...
No, not this one.
Huh.
It was just a tough one.
I wonder why that's... all right, well, how many?
16. I think they were given like a special name or something like that. But I think Sweet 16, but that's just like me... just guessing at this point.
All right.
Yep. Congratulations, Steve. You won.
Nice going, Stevie.
I hear Ken Jennings is hosting Jeopardy tonight.
Oh, is he?
Oh, really?
Because it's the start of now guest host.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They did a video tribute to Alex Trebek on Friday's episode of Jeopardy because it was the last one that he taped before he passed away on November 8th. And it was a 90-second montage, which was set to Hugh Jackman singing the Peter Allen song Once Before I Go. Boy, that's not going to bring a tear to your eye.
What a cool thing, though. So Hugh Jackman sang the song?
Yeah.
Did he sing it specifically for this?
I think so. I don't think
he has a record out.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good singer, Hugh Jackman, but the cool thing about that song is it has the line, "I still have no regrets," because that's something that Alex Trebek said often. And here's a clip from that tribute.
I would do it.
It really make me feel inadequate.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
I want you to know
I don't dance.
That I look back with no regrets.
Fear not, I have complete control today.
My life was wearing thin. We were down and out. We still came back to be.
If
priceless entertainment.
You are right. No, you're not right.
I still have no regret.
I keep forgetting that sweet stash he used to rock.
How could you ever forget that stash?
Yeah,
he rocked that for, that's
so
the,
long.
That's the Alex Trebek I know and remember. When I picture him in my head, I'm picturing Alex Trebek with the stash.
And then high-def television ruined him and Steve Rabel. They had to get rid of the stashes.
Is that why you get rid of the stash?
Yeah,
high definition?
High definition television. Somehow it made the mustaches look weird or people looked weird with them. And so you saw a lot of mustache people just dump them with HDTV. And that's what I had heard was the HDTV made mustaches look weird.
Is that why maybe? Oh, it was maybe. Never mind. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at this.
Self-censoring himself in 2021 here.
I was like, we're in the middle of a touching tribute to Alex Trebek. The video is just, it's kind of gut-wrenching to watch. It makes you kind of sad. And, you know, I had goosebumps listening to that, and I was about to, like, make a porn relate, and that's not the right time to do something.
Oh, that's
like
not
that.
The right time.
So I was just curious, like, if that's what changed their grooming habits in the adult
Boy,
film
I'm so
industry.
Glad you didn't make this porn related.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I shouldn't bring this kind of stuff up while we're talking about.
I think that the grooming habits changed before HDTV came out.
But right. I mean, I just wonder if maybe they stayed, you know, firm on those.
Oh, firm. Okay.
Philosophies.
I feel like you stopped yourself so you didn't have to stop yourself.
This is why I stopped myself.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Well, you guys asked.
I'm not sure I did, but
I don't think you did either.
So Trebek ended the show as he would any other, telling viewers that he'd see him next week.
24,401. You could have made it an even 25,000 in honor of the day, but congratulations and Merry Christmas to you both. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending the time with us. We'll see you again next week.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, a friend of mine recently just passed away, and so what we do, I think a lot of people do, is like, well, let's go check out their last post.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I haven't seen them in a while, so it's like, oh, boy, this is sudden I found out about their passing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like their last post made it seem like they had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Alex Trebek knew that how many days he may have had left, you don't know, but he was still pretty much not exactly sure. He felt like he was good enough that he could be there next week.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't, I heard stories like someone that I know, like someone in their world, like recently found out they have X amount of months to go. And it's like, that's such a heavy thing to think about in your head. Like, you don't know, because they're not ever, like, dead on. It's not maybe poor choice
words.
You're just having a
banner morning.
Dude, freaking Seahawks. I blame them.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's the Seahawks.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm blaming them for everything. The offensive line is failing me with my mouth as well.
All right.
But you know what I mean? Like, if say someone said, hey, you got eight to nine months.
Man. This is so far, it's going well.
You don't know for sure. It could be 2 months. It could be 2 years.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing to think about. Like, every day you really have to wake up thinking, this could be my final day. And, you know, I mean, none of us think like that because we haven't been given that kind of, we haven't had a meeting with a doctor where they said that this is something that this is your reality.
By the way that your brain is working today and your mouth is working, this actually could be your final day.
I could be having a stroke right now.
It could very well be.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is what a lot of people say. Why don't you live like today is your final day? It's like what they tell us, you know, try to live in the moment.
But I've been telling everyone to go F off then, and I got to see them tomorrow.
Oh, you mean you'd be worse than you are right now, is what you're saying. I find that hard to believe.
And you, screw you.
So you're going out, you're going out with love, is what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I want them to remember me at my best.
Okay. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls, we got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role,
like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's a pretty simple process, man. You pick up your phone device, and you're on our radio device talking. But do know that Steve does have one rule.
And that's to show some energy for BJ and to bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong ya.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
That was a good question. Have any of you made someone who called into your show angry and then got confronted by them in person from Tom in Marysville?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, many times, as a matter of fact. One was at our, we had a big comedy show that we were doing.
Uh-huh.
So this is supposed to be a night out of fun, laughs. And there was a woman that called in and didn't like the way I treated her. And she was in line, the greeting line, to say hi to us. Like, you know, this is where people who supposedly like you want to, you know, mm-hmm. spend some time with you. So everyone's like, hey, BJ, love the show. Love this. Thanks for bringing the show. And then all of a sudden it was argument time from this woman that says, I want to continue our conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd you get out of it?
Yeah.
Did you say you had to go to the bathroom and never came back? I've done that before.
That's a good way. I should get out of it. You know, I just, when I meet somebody in person, I'm not confrontational. I'm just like, hey, you know what? I get it. I can be a jerk sometimes. I just feel like you're out in public and you want, you know, you don't want to fight. You really don't. People, when they come to see us at parties, it's a different atmosphere. People have had a tough week. They've worked, whatever. You just want to smile. Whereas when you're listening to my show, you know, you can always shut me off. It's when you're there, you can't get away.
I remember one time being at a party and a guy came out and was like, and I thought for sure, oh, this is not going to go well. Because he came out and was like, you gonged me on the show. And I'm like,
ooh.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
All right. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, and it was awesome. And I'm just like, oh, good. And, like, and then like, we had a really fun show. I'm like, what did I gong you about? And he tells me the story. And he's like, yeah, it was a little boring, I get. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, we had a really fun night chatting because of that.
But that could have, yeah, that could have been both ways.
I had one time, someone was all upset. I remember it was at one of our things. And I finally was just like, he just kept, it wouldn't stop. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to go talk to some other people. Why are you going to talk to other people? I'm like, well, other people paid to be here. And they want to chat, and I'd rather chat to someone who's being cool as opposed to you being a douche. I was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And he was drunk. And
oh, so that's a shock.
I remember, like, maybe 20 minutes later, I saw him talking to the Reverend. He was crying because he's like, oh, Steve doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just pass it on to me.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
It's not like I don't want to talk to you. I just don't want to. If you're going to be a jerk, why would I want to lean into that energy when I could talk to someone who's, like, excited to chat with me? Like,
yeah. I gotta pick your strategy, man, because I stay in those conversations too long.
See, with me, it's just like, I got to go to the bathroom. And they understand.
See, that's a good out.
I've done that though, the old like Irish exit of a conversation. Like I gotta go to the bathroom, and then I'm just like, I'm out.
I'll
be like, dude, you said you were going to the bathroom, I never saw you again. I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I was there.
It's a long trip to the bathroom, sir. Long trip.
What's going on
today?
Yeah. Oh. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texter said, I just finished watching Cobra Kai. Holy smokes, that might be the best reboot ever. I 1,000% agree with this text.
And this was season 3 as well?
I just finished season 3 last night, and I was...
Wow.
I don't know what I was more upset about, the outcome of the Seahawks game or the fact that I don't have any more Cobra Kai to watch.
Ooh, that both are tough.
Right, because that's been like every night we watch 1 to 2, maybe even 3 episodes of Cobra Kai, because they're quick. Some of them are 20 minutes, some are 30. But we've been flying through season 3, and yeah, I'm on the side of season 3 was awesome. It's cheesy at times, but that's what you'd expect from a movie, a TV show based on the Karate Kid. But some of the fight scenes, and granted, they're just high schoolers fighting, but they're awesome. There's some great choreographed fight scenes.
That's great, man. I mean, if you can love a show that, you know, brings back those memories from your childhood and they do a decent job with it, because I've heard split reviews about season three. I'm glad you liked it, man.
Oh, the finale of it, how it ends, is just great. And it's so cool because, like, we all grew up watching The Karate Kid. But now we get a real peek behind why the sensei from the Cobra Kai, Cleese, John Cleese, is the way that he is. Like, they really go deep.
Oh, when you said John Cleese, I always thought you were talking about the Monty Python
Me
guy.
Me too.
John Creese.
Creese.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Oh, okay. I think I got his first name right of success for me. That shows that I really like the show.
Yeah, that's all it matters.
Sorry about that. Maybe that's why I got him confused.
Yeah, there we go.
But they go backstory on John Creese, and it's amazing. It's so well done.
Listen, you know, more power to them. And is there going to be another season?
Yeah, there's plans of another season. Oh, well, they better not leave us hanging because it's a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah, you got to get another season. And figuring that it's on, you know, Netflix, so they're going to put more money into that.
And Johnny Lawrence might be my favorite television character of all time.
Really?
Whoa. He is so great. Like, you know, first season, you start feeling bad for the guy. But, you know, there's this roller coaster of emotions about this guy. Do you like him? Do you hate him? Man, he's the best. And I love when he calls people the P word. It makes me laugh so much.
I cringe so much, man.
That's why. My wife does, too. He's so inappropriate. He's stuck in the 80s, man, in the way that he insults people.
Yeah.
See, we finished season one last week, and then this weekend we actually ended up watching, I think, two or three of the episodes of season two. And at the end of season one, I was like, I don't know if I can handle this, just because it just seems like I don't like anybody on the show. And then they come back for the first episode of season two.
Yeah.
And it kind of redeems him because he's still that guy. He's still that 80s guy, but he's trying.
Well, that's what I like about this show is, like, at certain points as this show goes on, you like and dislike all the characters.
Yes.
Like, they do a really good job with character development. Like, nobody's perfect and everybody's flawed. It's cool.
That's it, dude. Listen, that's a win then for Netflix, and that is really cool. Because if you told me you were, you know, when I first heard they were doing this many years ago, I thought, really? They're going to be able to figure this out? And they figured it out.
I mean, they could just keep going forever. I want to see these kids grow up. I mean, I want to see who, you know.
Oh, so you're really.
I want to live life with this family.
So you're really invested into the characters. So this is the one show, because the other shows have tried to introduce the new younger characters, like the Full House and like the Boy Meets World.
Oh, they're all trash.
Yeah, but this one, they've been able to make you really like the new people they bring in, and there's enough of the old people that you still feel like you got some connection.
Revel, now, there's a character called Hawk. And you love and hate this guy throughout the entire show.
And he's brand new to this show.
Well, yeah, he's just a kid.
Yeah,
okay. He was picked on, learned karate, and became the bully.
I felt so bad for him for, like, the first couple episodes.
I remember that kid because I remember watching the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, and he with the lip. He becomes a bully?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh,
he's massive.
Wow. Yeah, he's such a pain in the butt.
Wow. Isn't that something, man? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Watch it. You should watch it. I think you'll like it. I mean, you got a billion shows
I've
to watch.
I've got a billion shows. I watched it to see, and I have to say, they did a great job. You know, but I was never a Karate Kid fan, but I thought, I have to watch this anyway because I know enough about it. And, you know, no doubt about the quality as far as what they've done with it is pretty damn good.
And on Rotten Tomatoes, season three is getting 93%.
Whoa!
And audience score 91.
Wow. Yeah, so you say, I'm glad that you loved the third season as well. I thought it was well done. Johnny is awesome. He's stuck in the 80s and totally not PC. And then did you get a chance to watch the Netflix After Party show from Randy in Covington? I haven't watched that yet, but I think that'll be next.
I love watching the show after shows. You know, something that I think, I mean, it's probably somebody else did this before, but Chris Hardwick has started a new trend where doing show after shows has become a big thing. And I think it gives me a greater appreciation. So I'm glad they do this.
Yeah, it got big after The Walking Dead with The Talking Dead. And then, like, every show has it now.
Yeah. And it's for me, it's really augmented a lot of my favorite shows. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like inside the actor studio kind of a vibe.
You also
get a little bit of a peek behind the curtain.
And I think, you know, I think if a lot of naysayers watch those shows, because they interview the directors and the writers, and you really see the care, you know, and the research, and you kind of get to see the human element, and maybe you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be such a jerk and criticize. I didn't know they put this much work into it. I feel like, for me, I've gotten a lot more appreciation.
Well, maybe you should be nicer about Wonder Woman, then.
Yeah, they should have a Wonder Woman after show.
You know, I would watch the Wonder Woman after show, and you're right, maybe I would feel better about it, that's for sure. I would but I will tell you this, what I haven't been doing, I've been taking my own advice. I have not been, except for Vicky and Rev, because I just like fighting with them, I'm not shaming them for liking that. You know what I mean? I'm not just going around and around. Like, people do that a lot. They just continue to bother you once they know you like something they don't. I feel like once the argument happens, you go, I like it. This is why. I go, all right, I don't like it. This is why. Why do I got to keep bothering you about it? You obviously like it. What is that in my life?
Right. Like, I enjoyed the whole, like, how, why do you like that? Just to have that conversation, have the fun, spirited conversation. But I'm not going to be like, you suck for liking that. Like, it's such a weird thing.
So many people do that.
No, dude, I'm a wrestling fan. I hear it all the time.
Oh, gosh. Right,
yeah. Both from people who don't get wrestling, don't like it at all, and then also people who love wrestling, but God forbid you like all types of wrestling. Then it's like, how could you like that promotion? That's wrong with you. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I just do. What do you want from me?
Come on, man.
Wonder Woman 1984 did lead the domestic box office charts for the third straight weekend. Granted, obviously, it's a lot different these days, but that made $3 million between Friday and Sunday. And
would $3 million even crack the top 10 back in the non-COVID days?
Not in the
top five.
Not in the blockbuster, like in the Mays or the Christmas.
Like maybe in a February.
Yeah.
Would it even be though top? Would you think a $3 million would make a top three?
No.
Ever.
No. No, not in the releases.
Isn't that weird that we're at? Like, hey, we made $3 million.
Like, for instance, its total in the U.S. and Canada right now is $32.6 million, and that would still be considered, the total would be considered kind of a failure for a blockbuster movie.
That would be a failure for an opening weekend. Yeah. Have they made enough to justify the amount that they spent in making that movie?
I think they must have spent over $98.8 million. That's what they've made all told.
Okay.
So, the international tally is not even $8 million. So they're like, you know, at $120 million, let's just say. I feel like they had to spend at least $120 million on that.
You would think. If history repeats itself when it comes to these comic or any movie, every movie has a budget of over $100 million, it feels these days.
Yeah. And the big news is, did it get HBO Max a lot of subscriptions? Because I think that at the end of the day is really what they were looking for by releasing it to at all.
Yeah.
Because Marvel didn't release their movies. They postponed them, like, you know, Black Widow, they're going to, like, well, we'll see. We'll see if it comes out May of next year.
Ooh.
Or this year, I should say.
I'm leaning close to $200 million on the budget.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Ooh. And it made worldwide, because the international is just under $100 million, so worldwide it's only made $131 million.
Okay.
Ooh, out of a $200 million budget. Yep.
Might need to do a GoFundMe.
Well,
or maybe Wonder Woman needs to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
If they could break even at the box office during COVID, that's a win. And then whatever they get for, you know, the Blu-ray distribution and whatever anybody pays for it, plus the HBO Max subscriptions, they might be able to come out on the plus side of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's all right, you know, because, I mean, it's a beating to do anything that's going to cost a lot of money these days. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You're picking the topic. You're guiding the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This person said, based on what you guys were talking about with Alex Trebek and his passing, if you can know when you're going to die and how, would you want to know?
Ooh. Well, as it turns out, a lot of folks have been asked this over the years, and most people say no. Even if it's good news, like if they know their future is going to be amazing and they're going to have a lot of happiness, 85 to 90% of people still don't want to know.
So this is even like, it doesn't have to be death related. Like this is just like whatever your future holds.
I
don't know if I'd want to know.
Yeah.
I think I'd be in the majority with that decision because I don't want to live my life like having that in my head. Like, oh, what do I need to do this because in the future I'm going to be, you know, a restaurant owner. You know, I don't know.
It's kind of funny.
A restaurant. Maybe I am. I just don't know.
Oh, hey, how about that? I feel like when people get their DNA records or if they know their family history, they live differently. Like, I don't know my family history being adopted, and I haven't done the DNA thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not living like maybe I should do this or maybe I shouldn't do this because, you know, one of my family members or a lot of them died of this or whatever. I don't do any of that. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'm just living my life, and however it goes, it goes.
That's funny because I'm like, I don't want to know, but then. And the flip side, knowing that, like, you know, diabetes happens in my family or that, you know, that my father had prostate cancer, like knowing that helps me at least think, OK, I got to make sure I get checked up on these things. Right. I got to make sure I eat better, you know. But then on the flip side, I'm like, I don't want to know what my future holds, but in a weird way, I kind of am.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I need some marijuana for this conversation, damn it.
Exactly, dude. And you know, the placebo effect, do you make it happen because you believe it could happen because you're afraid of it happening? That's the other thing I'm worried about. Whereas if I didn't know, mm-hmm. then maybe it will never happen because I'm not thinking about it so much.
What about you, Vicky?
See, I kind of want to know how it happens, but I don't, like, a brick's going to fall off a building or something. I don't want to know what building or when or what age or anything, but I kind of am curious to how it is that I go.
Oh, wow. And that won't affect how you live your life, because I feel like every time you might just avoid buildings.
Oh, probably. It'd probably affect my life, but I'm just that curious.
Yeah, I would just move out to the sticks at that point.
But then what if there's a plane flying around and they have some cargo that unloaded and a brick came and hit you in the head? From a building.
I don't like this.
Well, he's going to live in a no-fly zone, clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, what if like, you're afraid of all these buildings, but then you get hit by a bus because you're just trying to stay away from all these buildings?
Yeah, exactly. Then it'd be a surprise.
See, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing. You know what is, you know, the idea being is that you think it's going to be one thing and then you just adjust your life to make sure you're nowhere near that. And then it's something innocuous, like maybe it's a Lego brick and they just, you know, you walk by a Lego store.
Oh, geez, right?
And that fall and you get killed by that.
Oh, that'd be funny. I'd be in the afterlife just laughing. I'm like, haha, universe, you got me.
Yeah. The universe is going to get you, by the way. I mean, it's, you know, it's inevitable. We're going to be gotten.
Rev, if you knew, what would you do?
I wouldn't want to know. I would not want to know. Like, at this point in time, I got enough problems in my life. I don't need to worry about that.
Like, what if like you did this and you found out, okay, when you turn 60, you're going to win the lottery? Like,
oh, something like that.
Right, because this is a study based on not just life and death stuff or just death stuff.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things.
Would you be a little more willy-nilly with your money? Because you know, like, by 60, you're going to be taken care of.
Oh, man, I think I would just wait and plan for that day. Like, the rest of, like, I mean, seriously, like, the next 20 years would be me waiting and just plotting and planning what I'm going to do when I win that money.
And no offense, BJ, wouldn't you want to enjoy your money while you're young? So, you know, 60, you're going to be hit with all that cash.
Exactly.
But you might as well enjoy, spend a little bit more, you know.
For me?
Yeah.
Steve, I would totally be different, because all I've been doing for a long time now is saving.
Yeah.
Because I never saved any money in this business. I mean, I started saving, I think, you know, in my late 40s. I had no retirement money at all in my late 40s. And I thought, my God, I'm a mess to my family. What am I going to do when I'm an old guy?
Right. But if you knew when you hit 60,
yeah,
all of a sudden you just, it's the money's just piling into your account.
Yeah. I would
play the game of how can I spend this money and be ridiculous, and it ends at like the moment it hits midnight on my 59th birthday.
It's like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
I need to spend this money now.
Tell me the exact date of when I win the lottery, because I'm going to spend my money and blow it all by the time I win that lottery.
You would know a different me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in my house. I wouldn't be in my car. I wouldn't be in anything.
You'd be
that
on
I
your
have.
Boat.
I would be, you know, I'd have a different everything if I knew that at 60, hey, it just happened this year, that all of a sudden, boom
lottery.
Big money coming. Yeah.
Dude, so Powerball, what's that at now?
550?
Joe, we didn't do it.
We didn't win.
No, nobody won.
Right.
I spent $12. I won $0.
Oh, and I didn't even give you any money for that. I still owe you money for that. I'll give you some
$615 million is the Mega Millions.
Whoa!
$550 million is the Powerball. Over the week, I had to go to the grocery store at the Safeway and pick up some stuff. And as I'm leaving, I was like, I should drop some money down on the lotto. And I was like getting my wallet out, but there was a family like doing stuff on Coinstar, which is like piggyback right next to it. And I didn't want to deal with the awkwardness of like trying to like muscle in. You know, in the world that we're in right now, it's like, I don't even want to deal with that.
Good call.
So I left, but like, dude, the entire time I was going in my car, I'm like, what if that was the moment?
That was the moment, dude.
What if I just passed up the lottery?
That's how they get you.
Well, that's why I was like I was paying attention. I was like, if somebody wins and they're from Puyallup, I'm going to be so mad at myself. I was kind of pleasant.
Oh, because you would have randomized. And if they randomized,
somebody would have got, whoever the next person is would win it.
Okay, here's the thing. One way or the other, you screwed it up for somebody. Whether you won or if you took the rando numbers, so somebody else would have got a new set of rando numbers that you didn't get. See what I'm saying? You're that one guy that didn't do it.
There's not enough marijuana and it's around right now.
You ruined
this conversation.
You ruined it for everybody.
So now we're over $500 million on both.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe people still didn't want to know, like, you know, the, like 40% of the people said, I don't even want to know the end of certain sports games. I think I would have done my whole Saturday differently if I could have known the end of that Seahawks game.
There was a moment where I thought I was going to have to, like, DVR the game, and I'm so glad I didn't end up doing it. I'd rather watch a team get beat live than watching it on DVR. Like, watching a team win on DVR is fun because, you know, it ends on a happy note, but if I just, like, DVR'd it, avoided everybody, avoided all social media.
Yeah.
And then the results were crappy. I'm like, I could have just saved myself 4 hours and just, like, checked Twitter.
That happened with J-Rubs because he had to work.
Uh-huh.
And so Sarah goes, do you want to know what's going on? Because, you know, he was like, he was getting, he was going to get home in the fourth quarter. And it was like, well, you know, I feel like, you know, at this point, you should be saving a lot of grief if you just tell him he doesn't need to DVR this.
But just by asking the question, you've given him the results.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you really want to know what's happening? Well, of course, it's not good.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like she did him a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I feel like, you know, just get it over with now. Don't agonize over X amount of hours. Just now agonize for the 15 minutes left in this quarter.
The texter want to know if any of us watched the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Saints game. Yes, we talked about it earlier this morning. That was the coolest thing ever. And Nate Burleson, they need to make him he should just have like a segment during the games, just football for dummies. Because him explaining how football works to children was really cool. And it was like easy to digest as a, you know, someone that doesn't know all the rules. I think it's nice to hear like a former player just break it down in the simplest form.
I wish find out how well this was received. I know you guys liked it, but I'm wondering, like, you know, it'd be great to know how many kids watched it or if adults watched it with their kids.
Well,
you know,
I guess we could gauge it by how many kids are using the F word now.
Oh, good call. You're right.
An F bomb dropped. That was pretty sweet.
That happened. Yeah.
and it wasn't even like you had to rewind it to barely hear the F word. That F word came out plain as day.
Yeah, no fans. You know, just like the whining of a certain receiver. You can hear it all over the place. Are they going to do more, do we know? Or like for the rest of the playoffs?
Man, I would do the Super Bowl this way.
For some reason, I thought I heard that was going to happen. That's why I was surprised this was happening as early as it was. I really thought it was the Super Bowl that Nickelodeon was supposed to do.
No, I remember them reporting that it was going to be a wild card playoff game.
Yeah.
It was going to be an AFC game, I thought, originally. But it ended up being an NFC game because it was the New Orleans game.
Yeah, you're right.
So I guess I misread it originally, and that's what happened. But, yeah, I didn't hear anything about the Super Bowl, though. That would be pretty badass.
Yeah. So it was weird seeing a football game on ABC. Como 4. I know that ESPN is why, but usually ESPN, you see it on ESPN.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was looking for it everywhere because I didn't think. I was like, all right, I've checked ESPN, I've checked NBC, I've checked Fox and CBS. Where the hell is this game? And then, finally, thank God, thank goodness, I just say the name, you know, and Xfinity will find it
Football,
for me.
Football, find it for me.
Find it for me because I'm an idiot. Yeah, so it's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Where the story was about. That's why I try to forget this one. Someone say, PJ, are you excited as I am? Sex in the City is coming back.
What?
I would be excited if I could watch it with my wife, and hopefully we're all, you know, because it was a show that we watched when we were younger.
Never seen an episode.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't, Steve. It's just that when you're a young married couple, it's like your Grey's Anatomy. You look for something you both can watch together. And Sex and the City was about the time when my wife and I were newly married. And so that was the one show we would watch together because we never watched shows together.
See, I was always against it just because of how popular it was. I'm like, oh, it just seems so dumb, blah, 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 blah. And then at the time, living with some roommates, one of my female roommates was watching it. And I was like, okay, well, she got the TV first. I can't complain. And about 2 hours later, I was sucked in. I'm like, who's that? What's that? Why is she doing that? It's stupid how quickly you can get sucked into that show.
Yeah.
And it's a lot filthier than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was surprised you were not a big fan of it because it's, I mean, they are, they really.
I thought it was going to be like PG-13, but they're saying things, they're showing things. I was like, oh. Yeah. Okay, now I'm interested.
And Craig Gass, of course, famous for being, was he the guy that
Glazed
Donut guy, yeah.
That's the only thing I know about the show because I was like, my buddy Craig's on a massive show. And I saw a couple clips. I was like, that's funny, but I'm not still watching this show.
And I feel like that it really did a lot for women. You know, it really, really did.
Did a lot for, what was it, Cosmopolitans or what, like that?
Oh, yeah, Cosmos, yeah.
Right? And everyone was drinking around that time.
And I remember that from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because they were all going around trying to drink it like Sex in the City.
And
that's funny.
And I argue it did a lot for Apple. Because she would do open every show by doing her column, you know, the character, you know, she would do every column on an Apple computer like a Mac.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Absolutely. And because back when that came out, women and computers, it just wasn't cool. For whatever reason, women were just like, I don't want to do this. The average woman. And then somehow, some way, this made it seem simpler. And I think it was a big reason. And then, of course, the iPhone. The idea that this was easy enough for anybody to use, you didn't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out your computer, I think was huge, especially for, women buying computers.
I feel like there could be like a whole list made, though, of, because you brought up a good point about like you watched it because, that's something that your wife liked and something that you guys could enjoy together, like television shows that are meant for couples. Because, like, for us, it was Grey's Anatomy. Left to my own advice, I'm never going to watch an episode. I never wanted to watch an episode, but my wife was watching it, so of course I'm going to sit there and I could just like protest by staring at my phone for 2 hours or whatever, or I could actually watch what she's watching and get a little invested in it. And by the time, like after like a season or two, I was like, this is actually kind of some cool stuff. Not every episode. Some episodes were just steaming piles, but some of those episodes were pretty like epic. When they had a shooter at the hospital, that's still one of the coolest television shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, and like Vicky said, Sex and the City on HBO, it was filthy at times, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm watching like almost a porn show with my wife. This is pretty cool.
So is it going to be called Sex in a Nursing Home now?
Oh, right.
Well, it's true. It's going to follow Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte. Don't talk about Kim Cattrall because they had a whole falling out. So it's only going to be three of the four.
Oh, if she's not back, I'm not watching.
Yeah, well, says they're going to navigate their life in the 50s, which I feel like...
In the 50s or in...
In their 50s.
Oh, not the
1950s. Oh, they're adding time travel to it?
Yeah.
I was like, in.
My bad. It should be their 50s.
We got a DeLorean?
Yeah, that's right. That would be awesome. So there you go. I don't know when it's coming on, but it'll be on sometime. Hey, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and your cell phone have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and your cell phone have in common?
Pornography.
That's about right.
You're not wrong.
Nope.
They both fit.
Rarely am.
They both fit in Steve's back pocket, was just texted in.
Oh, really?
They both make a bulge in my pants. That's a texter that wrote that, not me.
Wow.
Right.
Okay, well, that's just super.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a compliment.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, there's a new survey. It turns out 8% of people never clean their cell phones. Ooh, I might be that person.
Definitely that person.
And 14% say they do it less than once a month. Oh, yeah, I am that person. Wow, man.
Mine's done once a week at least.
Thanks to your wife?
Yes. Otherwise, it would be zero.
Does rubbing it on my pant leg because the screen is dirty count?
Yeah, like licking your thumb and just kind of like smudging it out.
Yeah, sure. All that stuff.
Wow. There are 26% of us that actually clean them every day. Those overachieving sons of bees. Wow. Well, they say, of course, they've got 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat, so we really should be cleaning them. Or is that Ryan Castle?
Or we should be using our phones to talk on the toilet.
Ah, there we go. That's amazing. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. I'm not sure of what. That's next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
During the summer, guys that are like that look like they're in late 30s, 40s, on a longboard or on a skateboard, just kind of doing their thing. After one time, I was like, I don't got time to like get back into this. Like in my own head. It's like I nearly killed myself.
You could be like me and just do nothing. I played board games when I was in my 20s, and then I got back on the horse again in my 40s.
Yeah, but
and
if you hurt no yourself. Problem. You just hurt yourself. You hurt your back. So, I mean,
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, they are dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't encourage an old person to play board games. It's a dangerous game.
You're right.
That's a young man's game.
It is a young man's game.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.